Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
Good morning. Good morning. Our guest on Local Focus this morning, we have Kevin LaFond with Council on Aging. Kevin, nice to have you here, sir.
Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you back. Last time you were here, you were here for one of our United Way moments.
Yes, indeed.
Well, now it's a Council on Aging moment. How's that?
It's lovely.
Will that work? Will that work? And also, we have Emma Wilson here with us as well with Council on Aging. Emma, good morning.
Good morning.
That's the one. There we are. Say good morning again.
Good morning.
There you are,
Thank
Emma.
You.
Nice to have you, too. You'll chime in as needed.
Thank you.
So, Kevin, we want to talk about a March for Meals coming up for Council on Aging. What is that exactly?
Yeah, so March for Meals celebrates the month that the Older American Act was amended in order to create a senior nutrition program. And that was essentially the foundation for Meals on Wheels.
Ah, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So what do we do to celebrate?
So on March 18th at 9 a.m., we are going to be having an event at the Council on Aging office, which is at 105 King Creek Boulevard. Essentially, we're going to have the mayor come. We've invited some other political figures. We are going to discuss what Meals on Wheels is, why we do it, why it's important. We'll hear from some of the volunteers, some of the staff members, and some of the community members. And then we'll open it up for anyone that's interested in taking a ride along throughout that week. They can kind of come along and see what Meals on Wheels is really about and who we serve.
Let me say something about that. I was honored to be a guest a few years ago to go on one of those Meals on Wheels runs, and it was life-changing for me. Someone who fancied himself as knowing what Meals on Wheels was, because I've been talking about it on the radio for so many years. But to get in that car and to experience it, whole different animal.
Completely different.
Yeah, whole different
animal. You really don't see it when you are discussing it on the surface. You know, we can talk about how bad people's situations are all we want, but at the end of the day, you don't really know until you see the kind of house or home that somebody is living with and the struggles that they deal with on a daily basis.
And it sort of runs the gamut too. There are people on Meals on Wheels that, yes, are living in that situation, but there are also people who just find themselves, maybe they've just had surgery, maybe they're just not mobile right now. They're okay.
Yes.
They just can't take care of themselves for a 2-week period.
Yeah,
absolutely.
There are people that come onto Meals on Wheels that are only temporary.
Right.
Yeah. It's not as common as the ones that we have that homebound indefinitely.
Yeah.
But we do try to do our best to serve those people who just can't get out for a week or two. And, you know, it's hard to buy DoorDash for 15 days in a row, 3 meals a day.
I DoorDashed chicken wings once. I think I'm still making payments. I couldn't believe how, I was like, what? This is not gourmet. This is not, sorry, not to downplay, but it was expensive, needless to say. One of the things I find so unique, too, about what we were just talking about, many times some of those folks who only need it temporarily see how important it is, and then they go, you know what? I want to be part of this. And they end up becoming volunteer drivers for you.
Funny enough, we just had one happen in that same way last month.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, they see it and they're like, "Wow, this was important for me, it's important for other folks too."
Absolutely.
So, so the March for Meals is coming up on March the 18th. Is this a public invite thing? How does this work?
Everybody is welcome.
Ah, okay.
This will be at the Council on Aging main office. You're welcome to come, get a bite to eat, and listen to the speakers. Just see a little bit more about what the Council on Aging and Meals on Wheels stands for.
Okay. All right. Can we just get real specific about Meals on Wheels and tell people just really how it works? The food, where does the food come from?
Mm-hmm.
How does it get to, how does all that work?
Yeah, so the food comes from our local hospitals who we work with. Pardee and Advent Hospital. They prepare the food. We pick it up on a daily basis, bring all of that back to the Council on Aging office where our volunteers get into it, start packing it and sorting it. And then another set of volunteers takes that food and drives out to each one of our recipients who is a homebound senior.
Yeah.
You know, over the age of 60 and cannot get out of their house.
Yeah.
This happens Monday through Friday.
Yeah. One of the things we have to mention, we cannot talk about Meals on Wheels without reminding folks that it's more than the meal.
Absolutely.
For many of these folks, it is their only time that they are going to see anyone else.
Yes.
Many people are in their homes by themselves. Their only social interaction will be that volunteer showing up with a meal.
Yeah, absolutely.
And many times that turns into a health thing, because that volunteer will see something and go, oh, you need something other than this meal. You need some help.
If we have time for it, I've got a story.
Guess what? We just made time for it. Tell me your story. Tell us your story.
Just recently, we had a client who we had ordered food for on Friday for Monday, because, you know, we ordered the day ahead of time.
Sure.
Over the weekend, he had a fall, and he ended up having to get hospitalized. So on Monday, our volunteer went as if they were going to deliver like usual. Of course, nobody's home, but she did realize that there was an animal. There was his dog still in the trailer.
Yep.
So it was only because she tried to deliver that we were able to get into that trailer. We found somebody that was willing to foster this animal until the client was discharged from the hospital.
Wow.
It would have been a week that dog would have been alone. And for this individual, that's his best friend. That's his family. That's everything to him.
I'm so glad you mentioned that story specifically, because I was going to say, it's many times it's not just meals for the human recipient.
Mm-hmm.
That when I went on our the call that I went on, I was someone who's been doing it for a long time. So she's friends with all these folks. She was like, oh, this person has this dog, so we're going to bring dog treats also.
Yep.
You know, or yes. Cats or whatever. So
we do treats and we do food.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dry food for cats or dogs.
Okay. So what can we as a community do to help support what you're doing with Meals on Wheels through Council on Aging?
Well, there's still a pretty significant waiting list. We are just trying to find a way to serve more of our seniors. Of course, contributions are always welcome.
Of course.
But we can also always use volunteers. So if you're interested, please give us a call. We are more than happy to get you signed up.
How do we reach out to you if we want to volunteer for Meals on Wheels?
You can call our number at 828-692-6693.
692-6693.
Yep.
And a reminder that you can volunteer to drive to deliver every day. You can volunteer to do it Tuesdays and Thursdays. You can volunteer to do it one day a week. You can volunteer to do it one day a month. You can volunteer to just be a fill-in.
Mm-hmm.
You can,
yep. We will work with your schedule.
However, you'll work with the schedule. One of the many things I loved about it was just driving into places I'd never seen before. I mean, I've lived here for a long time. Suddenly I'm like, wow, I never even knew this was here.
Yeah, some of those side roads you don't ever see unless you're driving back there.
And to see some of these folks and to see the love and appreciation.
Yeah.
On the other end.
Yeah. That's tremendous. The best part of this thing.
Pretty tremendous. Meals on Wheels, March for Meals is coming up March the 18th.
Mm-hmm.
And the community is invited.
Yes.
Community is invited. Tell us once again where Council on Aging is.
We're located at 105 King Creek Boulevard, right behind Boyd Chevrolet.
Right, just off of Spartanburg Highway. Fantastic. And folks, if you'd like to volunteer for Meals on Wheels or learn more about it, to think that maybe you might want to volunteer, give them a call at 692-6693. Kevin, thank you.
Thanks for having us, Mark.
Well, we got you. Anything else?
Keep an eye on our social media, because we're going to be having events that whole month. Saturday of that week, we'll be having a get-together at Sawyer Springs. But more to come.
All right,
We appreciate you, Mark.
Keep tuned right here to the queue. Thank you, Kevin. Emma, thank you, as always. Council on Aging and Meals on Wheels. Find out more by calling 692-6693. Local Focus, we do it every Tuesday and Thursday right here on your community radio station, WTZQ.